Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Good night. And also, this just in, I got to give a shout out to our sponsor.
Yeah.
We have a big sponsor on board.
Of course.
Sife, tell everyone about the sponsor.
Shout out to, I don't know who the sponsor is. Is it a fourth meal?
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay, hold on. You know what? Let me look through my paperwork. Fourth meal. No. I was actually going to say, I heard we were linking up with a pharmaceutical company.
Pfizer?
Yeah, Pfizer. Brought to you by the vaccine. By the way, hey, Billy June, don't bring video back, but tell... I should start off by saying this. It's Christmas.
Yes, it's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's 4:15 where I am. It's 5:15 where Sife is in New York. And
I am in...
Sife, what's the number one city that you would want to be in America on Christmas 2020?
I would want to either be in New York City,
yep,
which is beautiful this time of year, or I'd want to be in Chicago trying to act out the Home Alone movie.
Mm. But I mean, like, given today's current events, I don't know if you've looked at a newspaper online or anything, any place specifically you'd want to be?
What do you mean, like a Denver or like a Denver, Colorado, maybe a Honolulu, like that?
No, not where I'm going with it. Have you seen the news of an explosion this morning in Nashville?
Oh, yes, I did see that. There was some kind of attack in Nashville.
Right, right. So where do you think I am right now?
Oh, because of your tone, I'm going to assume Nashville.
That is correct. Now, jeez. Billy June, I am in Nashville. And, Billy, I would like for you to tell the listeners what you asked me before we started recording, and I said, shut the fuck up, ask me on the podcast. What did you say?
Okay, here we go, Billy June.
Did you hear that there was a bombing in Nashville?
That was a direct quote from Billy June. Did you hear about the explosion in Nashville?
Did he know you were in Nashville?
Correct, he knows that I'm in Nashville.
Okay.
Wait, first I said, are you in Nashville yet?
And what did I say?
Yes.
And then what did you say?
Did you hear about the bombing?
Exactly. Yes, Billy June. So the answer to that is yes. It's somewhat big news in Nashville that there was an attack in Nashville.
You're saying that they might be talking about it.
That's correct, Sife. That's news in Nashville. Well, it's the front page of every newspaper and news website everywhere. So here specifically also, they're talking about it.
Also, it's in the local news also?
That's right. They're not just saying, we'll let the national news cover it. They're covering it here, too.
They got some local guys on the streets. They got boots on the ground.
So, yeah, I decided to come here. I'm staying at like this cool bed and breakfast place called the Urban Cowboy.
Okay, because I'm looking at your video screen. It looks like you're in what I like to call like some kind of like a Wes Anderson knockoff film. Like the Jewish Tenenbaums.
It is the Jewish Tenenbaums. Look, it really is. Oh, man. Hold on. Yeah. I'm trying to give look. Hold on.
God. Oh, you're going to be murdered.
I'm going to be murdered. Well, so hold
you're going to get murdered.
I realize last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, I very casually on the podcast dropped that I was divorced. And a couple of people tweeted like, hey, didn't know about that, whatever. You just said it very casually. So I find it appropriate to appropriately to also casually drop. I'm here with my girlfriend. And everyone, hold on. Hold the phone.
Is it time for this?
I don't know. It's Christmas. Why not? It's a special. It's a not Christmas special.
Yeah.
So anyway, so she had a friend who has this place, the Urban Cowboy. So we decided to come down here. Because we wanted to get away and we could drive. It's and Sife, like you, she loves a road trip. She loves a road
trip. Love a road trip. I love this girl, this young lady. It is a young lady, correct?
That's right. She's a young lady. That's correct. Okay. So we drove down here, and the point was like some place where we can be kind of secluded and chill and not have to deal with it. Now, listen, I am well aware Nashville is a COVID hub right now.
Mm-hmm.
However, much like your travel life, if you're smart and you're wearing a mask and you're not interacting with people, it doesn't really matter where you are. Just
stay in your bubble.
Stay in your bubble. So
stay in your bubble.
We're staying in our bubble. But on our way down last night, we run into a treacherous snowstorm in Tennessee. Had to stay in a Hampton Inn. And then the next day, when we make our way to Nashville.
I didn't like your tone. I didn't like your tone about Hampton Inn. I love a Hampton Inn. I love a Hampton Inn. I didn't like your tone.
I should have
love a Hampton Inn.
I should have known you would love a Hampton Inn. Of course you do.
Love clean. Hampton Inns are clean.
No, it was fine. It was totally, it was chill. Nice TV.
Hampton Inn.
And then the next day, this morning, we got up and started our way here. And
made a trek.
And heard that there was also an explosion in the city we were going to. So right, an auspicious start. Uh-huh. But Sife, we're here, and we're going to go to some vintage and antique shops.
Uh-huh.
We're going to eat some hot chicken. Have you ever had hot chicken in Tennessee before?
I've had hot chicken in Nashville, yes. Very good.
You've had it?
Yep.
Where'd you go?
I went to the two places you're supposed to go to.
You went to Prince's?
Prince's and the other
What's
one.
What's the other one?
Is it Hattie's?
Hattie B's.
Hattie B's, yeah.
You went to both?
Yeah.
How were they?
They're very good. Prince's is a little more, felt a little more homegrown. Hattie B's felt like they might have been a little commercialized,
okay.
But it was still good.
But both
still
good.
Still good.
Sife, what are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a Wu-Tang cream t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And an Iced Out Jesus piece.
Okay. Let's talk about that. The Wu-Tang shirt is, it's a nice shirt, but it's not, you know, it's not that interesting for you to be wearing a Wu-Tang shirt. But
no, of course not.
But why the Iced Out Jesus piece, and where did you get it from?
Okay. I understand you're from a different culture, a different religion. Today, we celebrate Jesus' birthday.
That's what this thing's about?
Christmas is Jesus' birthday, so why would I not pull out my Iced Out Jesus piece?
Now, is that
to celebrate
actually
this
yours?
Man's birthday? Yes, it's mine. What do you mean?
Who gave
it
to you?
Mine?
Who gave it to you?
I bought it.
No, you didn't.
I 100% bought this.
When?
About a year ago, I was doing a sketch where I was playing Biggie's Latino half brother.
Okay. And
I had a red lumberjack and a Iced Out Jesus piece.
And is it real?
What do you mean real? Here it is.
Wait, so you're applying to the Jesus piece the same philosophy that you applied to fake tits?
What are fake tits? I don't understand. Like on a computer screen.
No.
If you can touch them, they're real.
So it's the same mentality with the chain. If you can touch it, it's real.
You hear this?
Yeah.
You hear this?
I hear it.
It's $40. It's Canal Street.
So this is how you're selling.
But let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If I'm in a video, like on a Zoom call, and I'm wearing this, and I'm on a call with somebody who's like, oh, we're going to deal with this hip-hop DJ for this thing we're doing, you think they would know this is fake?
Nope.
They wouldn't even think it was fake.
No. And they think that you have enough success that it would be a disgrace for it to be fake.
That's a lot of real rappers Correct. Wear fake chains because it's like, well, why would they have a fake one? They got money.
Isn't that funny? People wear these ridiculous, completely fake chains, and people instantly believe they're real because they think, like, no chance they'd actually risk wearing a fake one. And they
and also, a lot of people wear fake chains if they're going somewhere where it's a little risky, and they might get robbed. So you wear the fake ones.
Do you realize? Imagine trying to explain that to someone removed from hip hop.
That's something. I've been having arguments lately with what I call woke whiteies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a term doesn't sound friendly, but keep going.
These white girls that are all woke and telling us how to be. You know what I mean? And it's like, nah. It's not because you're all of a sudden currently involved in our movement, our structure, our life, that we have to explain this to you and you have to make it make logical sense in your brain. Okay? This is what we do. This is what we do.
And that includes wear a chain in a situation in which it's dangerous to wear a chain. So right. Rather than just go no chain, wear a fake chain, so if someone
Correct.
Steals it, they get the fake.
Correct. I'm not saying I 100% agree with this philosophy. I'm just saying I understand
it. Happens.
I understand it from people in our culture, and when I say "our," I'm referring to me and people around me, not you.
Me?
Not you.
I don't get included either.
Well, not in the discussion I'm talking about right now.
Okay. That's
people fine. In our culture... for good or bad, better or worse, whatever it is, need to shine. You know what I'm saying? And we've been oppressed and repressed and all the presses. And
juice pressed.
We've been juice pressed. And when you get to a moment where you got some money, you want to show it off.
Right.
I don't personally agree with that.
Right, no.
I do understand it, especially when you first get a lot of money. You got to show it off because what else do we have? We want to be bright and shiny and colorful and show that we're somebody. I'm somebody. Look at me. And if you go deep into the philosophy of it, deep into the emotions right. of it, it's actually very sad.
Yeah.
But in the forefront, I'm rocking my Ice Out Jesus piece.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Don't worry about it. Now, Saif, what are we doing for this one ep, not a Christmas special?
Here's my problem.
Go ahead.
It's been bugging me lately. You know, the love you have for Christmas, being a Jewish person.
I do. I love Christmas.
And I and all these people coming around town, non-Christians, celebrating Christmas. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know why this bothers you.
Why is that a thing?
Okay. All right.
Why is it a thing?
People enjoy things together.
I know, but it's literally like the birth of a you know, the savior for one specific group of people.
Yeah, if you're literal about it, sure.
You know me to be a literal person.
You are a very literal guy.
You know me to be a literal person, so like literally it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so you want to explore this a bit, and how are we going to do this?
I just got some people, you know, I got some non-Christians that are joining us today just to talk about, you know, how they deal with this day and what they do on a Christmas day, you know, everything's closed.
Where's your family?
They're upstairs running around.
So they're doing Christmas right now, and you're just ignoring them?
I have to do a podcast.
You don't have to. I said, are you free? You were like, yep, all day.
100%. They've been here for days. I can't.
Wait.
I can't take it. My sister says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi. She's in town, too?
Yeah, she said, you know what my sister said? Hmm. Merry Christmas.
Right. And you said?
To the Jew.
And you said?
To the Jew. I said, why are you saying Merry Christmas to him? He's Jewish.
I have.
That's just something you say. It's just something you say.
I have not talked to your sister in so long. Oh, send her my love.
You can say Merry Christmas to people.
Correct.
Because it's their holiday.
That's
so
right.
You're showing love. Like when Muslims break fast, I forgot the term, but I usually say this term to them when they break fast. It's not my holiday, but I'm showing love to your holiday. So you can say Merry Christmas, but hey, I know you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. But people can't say it to you. That's crazy.
They do. And I'm cool. I'm good with it, but I know it bothers you. Now, one rap thing I didn't get to mention on the last one ep before the one ep Not a Christmas Special was that we talked about Griselda. We talked about Chance. I wanted to also mention the Jack Harlow album's really good.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow. It's White Kid.
White Kid from Louisville.
White Kid from Kentucky.
Correct.
It has something to do with DJ Drama.
He is DJ Drama's artist. That's correct.
DJ, I saw DJ Drama in Atlanta. He told me that was his artist. Yes.
Saif, I think you will enjoy his album. It's like,
really?
It's a commercial album, but He's a good songwriter. He makes good commercial hip hop songs. He's
okay,
solid.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I'll check out the Jack Harlow project.
And if you're interested since I know you are interested, Saif, I'm putting together a little list of my albums of the year to put up on the socials.
Oh, okay. You're making a list.
A little list. No order. Just albums I love this year.
People never believe no orders.
I know.
I'm going to think you have an order.
I don't, though. Like,
Do it alphabetical. Do it alphabetical.
Well, I can't because I don't have it in that order. This is just the order of albums I snapped the cover of. Descendants of Cain by Brownsville Ka. Super underground. Offbeat. I don't know if you would actually like it because he doesn't always rap in pocket.
When they say Kane, are they talking about Big Daddy Kane?
No, Descendants of Cain, like the biblical story, C-A-I-N.
Okay, okay.
Deutschmarks 2, my guy Willie the Kid and V Don.
Uh-huh. I see you talk about Willie the Kid a lot.
He actually used to be with Drama 2 back in the day. He was a Drama and Cannons artist way back when.
I remember that, yes.
Rock Marcy's album, Mount Marcy, fire.
Okay.
Okay, my boy,
this is an underground list.
It's mostly underground, but there's a little commercial. My guy Flea Lord did an album with Pete Rock, which is fire, called The People's Champ. How about Busta Rhymes, ELE2? You ever listen to that?
That's a good album.
It's got some joints.
That's a good album, man. Shout out to Busta Rhymes. You know what? We should have shouted that out, man. We should have shouted
that out.
No,
we just did.
That
we just did.
Is a phenomenal piece of work, man. Phenomenal piece of work.
And it's hard after that long when something gets hyped for years and years and years to deliver. Yeah. But it's
and
so damn good.
Yeah, I hate the hype, but he did a great job, man. He's a phenomenal artist.
Jack Harlow, that's what they all say.
Okay.
Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist, Alfredo.
You know what? I just got on to Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. Madlib, yeah. Like, good stuff there. So he got a project with Alchemist.
Also, yeah, as you can imagine, it's also fire. The Conway album is tremendous.
Yeah.
And this happened way at the beginning of 2020, but
Before
Mac
COVID?
Miller's album Circles is amazing. Should have gotten a Grammy nomination, didn't get one, but it's the follow-up to Swimming. Swimming is fucking almost perfect, and Circles is almost as good. So those are my favorite albums this year.
You don't have Benny on there.
You know, my Griselda slot got filled by Conway. I thought Conway was the better of the two albums, even though I enjoyed the Benny album quite a bit.
You don't have Giggs' album on there.
That's because I didn't listen to it. Is the Giggs' album popping?
Giggs' album is pretty dope, man. You don't fuck with UK rap.
No, I like UK
rap. That's
what
I know about Giggs. You don't fuck with the UK.
No, I do fuck with the UK. I do. I didn't listen to Giggs' album, though.
All right.
I actually was, besides you, early on UK rap. Mm. Not as early as you, but you were almost too early.
I was too early. I was too early in a lot of things.
Saif, that's the whole thing. Too early on a lot of things.
You don't got Black Thought album on there?
The Streams of Thought.
You don't have Black Thought album on there.
Very
you don't
good.
Have,
it's more. It's yeah. That's a good album. It's a full album. It's true.
How did you listen to the Eminem album?
I did not. I only watched the video. I did not listen to the album yet.
You didn't listen to Eminem album. He drops a secret album. You don't check it out.
I've been busy. I've been swamped.
What about didn't Cudi drop an album?
Man on the Moon 3. I barely listened to that yet. I've only got a second. I haven't even sat
with
it.
What do you do? You don't have a streaming service? You can listen, skip through these albums?
No, I have to wait for the vinyl to come, and then I just play it on the record player. I didn't know there was another way to listen to these albums. Well, hold on. Did you listen to Eminem yet?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Perfect.
I'm not the guy. I'm not the music guy.
What about Cudi? Do you listen to Cudi yet?
No. I've been on my UK drill shit.
Okay.
I've been on my UK drill, my UK hip hop. Nines got a fire album. This kid Nines.
Nines?
Nines, yeah, he's from the UK. Kig's album is fire.
I thought you said nine.
No, not nine. Not doom, 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 doom.
Now, question: did doom. You know Nine from the Funk Master Flex days?
No, he was like kind of right before me.
But Nine right is Nine Double M, right?
Correct.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
You know that blew my mind when I realized that.
Wait. What do you mean?
Nine is Nine Double M, right?
Wait, what's 9MM?
Funkmaster Flex and 9MM.
Yeah.
But that's so Flex's guy from back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
They did 6 Million Ways to Die, Choose One.
Right.
Yo, by the way, I was going down a Jungle Brothers rabbit hole earlier today.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
We got to spend some time on Jungle Brothers, yo.
I've been meaning to go down that hole. It's funny you say that.
It's a...
I watched... I was in Atlanta, and on this television screen, it was muted, but they had the Evolution of Hip Hop.
Okay.
That show on Netflix.
Yeah. I've only watched a couple. I need to watch it, because it actually was pretty good.
I have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, my second home is Toronto.
Toronto?
Toronto's my second home.
Yeah, I consider it one of your top five second homes.
I got a couple second homes. That's my second home. Love Toronto. I feel bad saying it, but I don't like the host.
Yo.
He's too Toronto. What's up? You all right? What happened?
Man.
What happened?
I didn't know you were about to fire. That was a Rosenberg-like shot.
Is that a shot fired?
Why don't you like it? He seems like such a nice guy.
That's the thing. He seems like too nice of a guy. And the way he's doing the research, I was watching it on mute, and I liked it better than when I watched it with the sound on.
I have to tell you, that's not generally regarded as a great compliment to a host. I really liked your show on mute. And then when I heard you... Not such a fan.
You know. I mean, no disrespect. I try not to disrespect nobody.
Oh, yeah, no disrespect.
There was something about the shots of him getting off the train and walking down the block. Like, get the fuck out of here, yo. You didn't take the train there. You did 3 shots or 4 shots of you. Okay, go down these steps and walk back up. Don't do that. Why? We don't need that.
Right.
Why are you wasting time on this documentary about your shots coming up the train like you really got off the train in the Bronx?
I hear
Fuck out of here, yo. And then it was just like I think Russell Peters is behind
it. I was about to say, if you want to complain about this, I know who you can talk to. We could have him on right now.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I feel bad. It's just something I have trouble watching hip hop shit when it's done like too good. I know. I guess.
Hold on. Well, let's start with this. Fundamentally, a show like that inherently is hard, I believe, for people like us who have really lived our entire life around hip hop. I think it's very hard to watch a show that's like, let me explain hip hop to you. It's almost insulting to even watch on some level.
It can't. It's not for us.
It's not for
that
us.
Show's not for us.
Right.
This is because One Ep has been dead for so long that we're talking about a show that came out years ago. Years ago. The show came out years ago. It's not for us. And there was certain things that was like, I was watching it on mute, and I saw a lot of Biggie footage, and it looked great. And then I watched it, and I was just like, they're saying it kind of not like right. It's like the Cliff Notes. It's like for woke whiteys to watch and be like, oh my God, I live on the same block that Biggie's Notorious B.I.G. Like, they don't even know to call him Biggie Smalls. They call him Notorious B.I.G.
Right.
Always.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? Always. They don't say Biggie. They go Notorious B.I.G. I love the Notorious B.I.G. album. Like, yo, we don't call him that. We call him Biggie. And the only reason why his name is Notorious B.I.G. is because they couldn't clear the name Biggie Smalls because it was from a movie. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know that.
No, it's because there was another white rapper named Biggie Smalls.
Fine. That reason, too. Fine.
Well, I hear you. So you're saying you didn't like the fact that they had either K-Cut or Sir Scratch host the show. I hear that. I hear that. But back to Jungle Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The reason why I say that, the Jungle Brothers was in an episode, and I was like, now I'm sounding contradictory because I was like, I didn't know that about the Jungle Brothers. I should go.
Wait. So that was all to say that you learned something from the show? Wow. Wow. What did you learn about the Jungle Brothers?
No, I just didn't. I mean, I like all the Jungle Brothers records that I know, but I just didn't know how instrumental they were.
So, did they mention in that show how important or influential I'll House You was? Because I was trying to explain it to my girl earlier. I was trying to be like, yo, the fact that they have all these hip hop records, but then the fact that they did I'll House You and that was such a thing is so interesting.
No, not that I remember they mentioning that, but
were they joking on I'll House You?
Okay, I'll House You's a little bit before my time, and I've asked people about this.
Okay.
From what I know, it was not a joke, but it's like the house movement in the same era, the 80s, late 80s, the mid 80s, the house movement was just not just as popular as hip hop, but like just as influential. The thing about house music, especially in those days, there wasn't really songs with vocals. There wasn't songs you could sing along to. But the house scene was crazy, just like the hip-hop scene. Whatever clubs had a hip-hop night, there was probably also like a house night. And it wasn't like corny and like white and, you know, whitewashed. It was hood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was some hood shit. And like Kenny Dope, if you go on Kenny Dope's Instagram, he pulls up his SB12 and he's playing all these house beats he used to make. They're hip-hop beats, hip-hop samples, just faster. You know what I mean?
So I know the new One Ep, we're not making it interview-based. We do need to have Kenny Dope come on, though.
No, we're going to do interviews. Don't say that.
Okay, you want to do interviews,
don't say that. Yes, of course.
Well, I just don't want it to be like every episode's not about an interview. But we need Kenny Dope. I have questions.
We've got to have Kenny Dope, man. You know what? Billy, book Kenny Dope. Because we got to talk about this house era that was coinciding with the hip-hop movement at that time. So what I think was happening was you'd go to a club, and the same people you saw at the hip-hop club, you'd see at the house club. And you'd hit, and the music was like still like dudes from the ghetto in a basement on an SB12 making beats. It was still like hip-hop essence, but it was more dancier. So in that time, it felt like it was like kind of happening at the same time, and a lot of hip-hop artists started making like these house records, and then I don't know if it was the dance part of it that maybe got corny, but it's like, you know, when hip-hop artists now, when something's trending, they'll do that type of record, you know? Yeah.
By the way, like whatever. I feel like with your lighting, you're about to break out into performing one of these house records.
I got some fire.
I just found the Jungle Brothers to be fascinating. They yeah. fathered so many different things. So yeah. many different people exist because of the Jungle Brothers. And, like, yeah. they're by far the Native Tongues group that didn't make it from a cultural relevant standpoint to now.
Right.
Like,
right.
they're not
but
talked
they're the foundation,
about.
Though.
They're not talked about in a commercial way the way De La no. or Tribe is or Latifah.
No. Which they should be. I mean, they're responsible for Tribe, De La, Leaders of the New School, Black Sheep, Chi Ali, you know, Queen Latifah, Moni Love. All of it is, like, all related, you know?
And none of it, I don't think any of it gets to where it does without the Jungle Brothers. And on top of that, they have... Yo, you know who loves the Jungle Brothers?
The Jungle Brothers?
Yes. You know who else loves the Jungle Brothers?
Who's that?
Flex.
Yes.
Flex loves the JBs. Like, when Flex does a throwback set, heavy, yeah. those are some of the records he loves to cut most, are Jungle Brothers.
JBs Coming Through is one of my favorite hip-hop records of all time. To me.
Who?
I'm talking about me.
Okay.
Now, this was years ago. I used to listen to Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
Years ago. Mano, first of all, Mano's getting a kick of how big years ago is getting. To me, I've said this to Q-Tip and Jarobi. To me, the first Tribe Called Quest album.
I've heard you say
is
this.
An extension. It's like a Jungle Brothers album to me.
Yep.
It's like a. Like the Jungle Little Brothers.
Yep.
Or something like Little Jungle Brothers. Low End Theory to me is Tribe Called Quest's first album. Even though I know, and I love Tribe Called Quest's first album. But to me, it's like an offshoot Jungle Brothers album. And they had to fit. Same way Outkast's first album is a Organized Noise album. Mm. Organized Noise album. The music, the production, the style is the producers, and then they add the vocals, and then later on they find their own niche and do the whole thing. Mm. But that Tribe Called Quest album is to me is a Jungle Brothers album, esque.
But were the Jungle Brothers like around during the production of People's Instinctive Travels?
Yes. And yeah, they were around and also the influence. I left my Wild and El Segundo. You telling me that's not a Jungle Brothers beat?
Right.
Gung, 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 gung. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's true.
And the promo on the Jungle Brothers promo with Q-Tip rapping on it. And, you know, it's not all Jungle Brothers, but you can hear the influence.
And speaking of you mentioning Organized Noise and we're talking about Native Tongues.
Yeah.
I know this sounds crazy. I had never listened, and maybe you haven't, but you probably have. I had never listened to Crazy Sexy Cool all the way through.
TLC?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
It's so crazy that the album starts with Fife rapping.
Yes.
And ends, the last song, with Andre 3000 rapping.
Whoa.
Tribe Called Quest and Outkast on the same Whoa. Album. And it's a TLC album.
Wow.
It's wild. It's just like the whole thing is so interesting to listen to now. And then they have multiple interludes with Puff on it talking.
Really?
It's interesting. You should listen to it.
I've never listened to it straight through.
You should do that. Billy June says our guest is here.
Okay, throw them on, man. Don't overthink this.
Yo.
Hold on. I hear someone.
What up?
Yo. Rosenberg, this is my friend, comedian, and podcast extraordinaire, Mr. Jared Fried.
It looks like I'm having a business meeting with one of my cousins.
I actually know one of your cousins, actually. Now that you're...
Oh, wait. Really? Who?
What?
Yeah, I'm from Needham, Massachusetts.
So you know all my cousins, perhaps.
I probably do. The Gruenbaums. Aren't you cousins with them?
I'm more than cousins. I mean, I'm very much cousins. I think to the point that Seif has met said cousins.
Okay. My brother's close with the sister, Annie, I think her name is.
Annie,
and,
that's right. Yep.
Jeremy is a year younger than me. We played football together. He's a big Twitter all-star now.
You played
now.
Football at Needham High?
Yeah.
Wow. This is – well, first of all, based on the history
– I didn't know this was going
to
happen.
This is incredible. Well,
I've been waiting
to
meet Rosenberg. I've been quietly waiting by Cypher Sound, the Cypher side, for all these years.
Well, congratulations on being alive, because you went to Needham High, and I feel like you have a 40% chance that something horrifying might happen afterwards.
I know. We have a yearly history. It's a weird lottery ticket system.
Cypher, if you knew how dark that joke was, really bad things have happened. I mean, really.
Well, I could tell by your tone.
Yeah, tragic and bad.
There was an article written about it way back when, but it's like every year there's one thing, and it's just like, and it's like an idyllic Mayberry type of town. That's like the crazy part about it.
Wow, this is exciting. Nice to meet you, Jared.
It's a pleasure, Rosenberg. I'm a big fan, so I'm happy
Thanks.
To be here.
Thank
and Cypher, I love you too. So I'm ready to talk not Christmas.
A person I love in this world is Jared Friedman. This guy works his ass off. But you are Jewish, and how do you celebrate your Christmas?
That me or you?
You're like on delay. It's strange.
I'm in the garage on the Peloton. Is that why?
Yeah, that might be why.
No, that's why I hate you.
Hold on.
Yes.
Is it better now?
Were you doing a Peloton class when we called you?
No, you said 5 o'clock, so I was like ready to go, and I got a day to do here. Christmas is an important day for me to get things done.
What do you do on Christmas? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I love Christmas because I just like watching people be in a rush to do other things. Like I like that I have nothing to do, and that there's people out there with everything to do. Like I love seeing a sweaty dad. On Christmas, like, oh, I gotta get the gifts. Like, I want to see that guy from Jingle All the Way. I want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger's character just like, I gotta get the doll. Like, that's my favorite person. Because as a Jew, and Rosenberg knows this, the greatest gift of Christmas is that there's no responsibilities, nothing to do. No one counts on you. All you have to do is eat and drink. It's like a heightened Thanksgiving because there's not even a house I have to be at.
Right. It's actually a really good point. It's in fact like the holiday of all holidays because no one expects you to do anything. You can't do anything productive. So you're completely free. There's zero responsibility.
Wow.
Even people that like you might count on you, they have things going on that are more important than you.
Right.
It's perfect.
Do you celebrate at all? Do you throw up a stocking or a tree?
No. I go the other way. I like being as Jewish as possible. Like, I start yelling Oy Vey out my window just so people know. Like, I want so much. I want people to know that I have nothing to do with it so much. I appreciate the happiness of the day. I appreciate the festivities. But I so much more appreciate that I have nothing to do.
Are you with a are you in a relationship?
Yeah, my girlfriend's right next to me. We're in Boca at my parents' house in Boca. Like,
oh,
I
my
can't
God.
Be any more Jewish on Christmas.
If you were swimming in a pool full of gold coins and menorahs, it could not be more Jewish than Boca on
That's
Christmas.
Exactly right.
How do you feel about the Jewish people like Rosenberg that love Christmas and try to do Christmas things?
That's anti-Semitic to me. That's you know, I'm not into that. That's because here's something my dad used to always tell me. He's like, you got it. Like when there's a holiday for Jews, no matter how religious you are, you have to take the day off.
Correct.
Because you're embarrassing the other Jews who do take
right,
the day off.
Right.
Because then people would say to them, well, it must not be that important. Jared Fried's right. here working, hustling. What's wrong with you?
See,
so it's turning on your brethren when you do stuff like
Rosenberg. I'm so glad you said that. So, Sife, the other person in my life the only person more literal than you that I know is Michael Kay.
Yes.
And Kay gets very angry because I always take off Yom Kippur.
That's a coded anti-Semitism. I'll say it here first.
Well, by the way, he gets away with it because Kay is, like, not secretly, but sort of secretly half Jewish. So he can actually be as anti-Semitic as he needs.
That's the episode of Seinfeld where he changes for the jokes.
I know.
Michael Kay is half Jewish for the anti-Semitism.
So here's the thing. Kay will say, why do you take off the holiday when you're not religious? And I say to him, like, well, first of all, two things. One, go fuck yourself. Two, I fast, so I don't want to work hungry. And more importantly, to Jared's point, you're obligated to take the day. Because here's the thing. People like you and I, even though we're not particularly religious, if you hear that someone's working on Yom Kippur, you inherently judge them as basically not being a Jew.
It's a stab in the back. It's a Judas move. If we're gonna get into it, it's not. It just doesn't make everyone else look good. And it's like, at the very least, fake it. Like, at the very least, you know. And that's why a lot of, like, I like being Jewish because a lot of rabbis will do the thing where they're like, whatever it means to you. So they get it. You never have to be too religious. They're just trying to get numbers. A lot of rabbis just want memberships. They just want you paying for tickets at the high holidays. They'll say, no, if this is what the holiday means to you, then that's what it is.
By the way, Jared, does anything make you feel dirtier as a Jew than, like, how expensive tickets are to go to the most important holiday services?
It's just that Curb episode where they're scalping the tickets.
It is that.
People saw that, and it's like, that's what it is. Like, you're like, wow. Like, and then the good seats. Like, we used to sit in the last three rows. We went to a conservative temple, not in Needham. Like, we went away. Like, we went to a different one because my dad wanted me bar mitzvah the same place he was. So we went to, like, a different one.
What town? Like, in what town?
In Chestnut Hill. Like,
okay.
So we would go, and my aunt would be, like, first row. And she would walk through like she was the Queen of England going, you know, to the Princess Di's, you know, wedding. Like, and we'd be in the back like the peasants hiding our faces because we were like, no, we got the cheapest rung. We, you know, and I think some places call it like a donation so they don't make it sound as bad.
It's not like you're being so bad.
Yeah, I got to pay $1,500.
It literally, it's one of those moments of which there are far too many where anti-Semitic tropes are just completely justified. It's like, how do we even defend this? How do we defend, like, legitimately expensive tickets to go pray is crazy.
Well, I don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, there's a lot
Christmas,
of stuff like that where it's like, what's that?
I don't celebrate Christmas, so that's why I'm asking what you people do. Oh,
so
not
you
people.
You? Yeah, I didn't like the way that sounded. What are you, a Michael Kay?
I don't know. No. Michael KKK. Here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
I'm not Christian. I'm not any religion. So why would I celebrate a religion's holiday? That's all. That's my point.
I get that. I think it's okay to get the spirit.
No. There's no spirit. I'm not in it. I'm not in this game. I'm not in.
You are doing this podcast from the back of your garage in the dark, so I you're doing it from the most Grinch spot I've ever seen. It looks
I don't
like
want,
an evil lair.
I don't want my family to find me down here. That's why.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry we interrupted your Peloton ride.
You didn't interrupt. I love talking to you guys. This is great.
Get back to your Peloton. Do the class with Alex Toussaint. Have fun with your Alex Toussaint hip-hop ride.
How'd you know?
It was nice meeting you, Jared. It's a pleasure.
Jared don't know shit about hip-hop, yo.
Merry Christmas.
Pleasure.
And good Yontif.
Good Yontif. I listen to MC Hammer. That's the one I know.
There you go. Thanks, Jared. Sif, I like this guy. I like this Jared Fried.
He's a great guy, man.
Did you line up other Jews also?
Whoa. I just have some friends calling in. There's some Juanep fans.
Okay.
Juanep is dead.
Do you think that they know? Do you think other guests you have will also know my family members? Or
no, I didn't know that was going to happen. That was a weird one.
That was deep.
Bring in the next guest if they're there, Billy.
All right.
I did not know he was going to know your family. That's crazy.
Yeah. If the guest knew Sif's family, he would have gotten weird.
Oh, look who it is.
Hey.
This is my friend Annabelle.
Hey, Annabelle.
Hey.
Yeah. Annabelle, this is my co-host Peter Rosenberg.
How's it going?
He's Jewish. What you are Jewish, Annabelle?
I am, yeah.
How do you celebrate Christmas, non-Christian person?
Well, usually we would go to Benihana.
Uh-huh.
And my dad would get like a Benitini, which is like a mixed drink they have at Benihana. But this year we didn't go because we don't go to restaurants.
Oh.
I mean, because, yeah.
Wait, Annabelle, where are you from?
I'm from New York City.
What borough? Manhattan?
Manhattan.
So you go to the Midtown Benihana?
No. So when you're Jewish.
Okay.
Here we
well,
go.
Well, when you're me. I don't know. I want to make rules. But we go. You have to go to Florida over Christmas.
Right.
So that's where we would go. And that's where we would go to Benihana.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you're not in Florida now.
No.
You didn't make it just because of the Roni.
Because of the Roni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annabelle's one of my new production assistants.
Oh.
Yes.
She was, and then she quit because she got a job.
Sifo was offering me not money, and then someone else said, we will pay you money. So I said, twist my arm.
You know what? That sounds like there's like a fraternity / sorority of people like you who once worked for Sif and then were offered money and left him in the dust.
But think of look at all the people who made it good working with me first.
That's true. Is this a good job? Is this a job you're excited about, or is it just a job that offered any compensation whatsoever?
It's a good job. It's a lot of hours. It's like 60 to 80 hours a week because I'm a PA on a movie.
Oh.
Here's the deal, Annabelle. Did you know Sifo Sounds and Rosenberg had a podcast called Juanep back in the days?
I'm 22.
Oh. Well, this
so
is
cool. No.
Cool.
So
cool.
Yeah. So back
would you
in
listen?
The day, like,
would you listen to a podcast of two hip hop nerds talking hip hop nerd shit? A Puerto Rican and a Jew.
Yeah, I would listen to it.
You would listen to that. So you think
everyone
the kids...
knows Sifo Sounds and Rosenberg? Like it's.
Oh, so you know Sifo Sounds and Rosenberg? You just don't know we also had a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the kids are the kids feeling us? The 22-year-olds and such.
I don't.
Are they feeling us? Are they looking for us?
I don't have that many like friends,
right?
So like you like
yeah,
that have been like I don't know.
Right. The lack
of
friends.
How about all the losers in the world, such as yourself? Are they feeling us?
Yeah, they're feeling you. They want you to make a Spotify playlist that we can listen to.
Ooh,
I told you this already.
Where are you currently, Annabelle?
I'm in New York City.
You're in New York City. Are you quarantining?
Well, I already had the Rona.
I heard you had the Roni. Are you okay?
I can't taste and smell.
Oh.
Nothing.
Like a little bit, but not really.
Prove it to us. I want you to. Can you eat a piece of shit on the podcast?
You guys aren't paying me. I'm not going to eat a piece of shit.
Wait, what do you eat on Christmas? Since you're not a Christian and you don't celebrate, you don't do the holiday cookies and you don't do the roast of the turkey, you know, what do you eat? What do you handle? What do you guys do?
Well, on Hanukkah, we make latkes.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're like, we literally, it's like a normal day. Like we don't do anything.
It's just Friday.
It's just Friday.
Right.
So we're having like chicken.
Ooh, okay. Jews love chicken. So
do you celebrate Christmas at all in any way?
Like, sometimes we go to Benihana, but like...
Right. I remember right. that. Yes.
Right.
No, we don't...
Okay. Because you're Jewish.
Yeah, like...
This is not the point I'm trying to make. Rosenberg loves Christmas so much, but I don't understand how he can celebrate it. I don't know why he celebrates it.
I don't celebrate
it. I don't understand, and I know other Jews that, like, get Christmas trees.
They throw up a tree!
They put up a tree. Like, what? They're like, oh, I'm so excited for Christmas. I'm like, guys.
Yeah.
How, like, I get it if you're Christian, maybe.
Maybe. Right.
Like, okay. But Christmas is just about companies selling you more stuff than they normally would. Ooh, with
talk,
like,
about it.
Well, Sife, I know why you I know why you hired her.
Yeah.
With, like, red and white ribbons and, like, fluffy shit.
Talk
and
about it.
Stockings and gifts, and it's just, I mean, I've never once participated in any of it, so I'm like, do you realize that it's a Hallmark holiday? Like, they made up Santa Claus. There's a Holy Trinity. There's, like, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Even right. I know that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then their retarded cousin Santa?
That's not how they describe it.
Well, they just, like, made up a guy because so that people would buy more stuff, and it's good for the economy, which Christians love. They're fiscally conservative.
Wow. Sife.
Listen, I hang out with the best, baby.
Sife, can I ask
a
question?
I hang out with the best.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Two things. Yes. One, yeah. How long did Annabelle work with you? And two, where did you find her?
I put out I was scouting for new interns.
Okay.
I was finding a new bunch of what do you call those? Shit workers. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to do all the shit work.
Yep. I know you love people to do that stuff. Yep.
And I met Annabelle earlier, but she was she's a comedian, a writer. She's one of those college educated types. And I put out the intern scavenger hunt.
Yep.
And Annabelle came across, and I love her to death. She's great. And she was one of my favorite ones, but she had to leave me for fucking paycheck.
Yeah. I found it on Instagram.
But she'll be back. She'll be back.
I'll be back. I also miss comedy so much. Like,
yeah.
Good for you, Annabelle. You're a very motivated person. You're 22 years old. Are you still in school or you're done with school?
I graduated mid-pandemic.
One of those.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm not in school anymore.
Where did you go to school?
Done.
Georgetown.
Oh. What? I don't got no fucking slacks around me.
Wow.
I don't got no slack.
Annabelle, I'm from D.C., the D.C. area, I should say. I don't want Sife to call me
DMV.
Out.
DMV.
I'm from Maryland, correct. Well, when I moved, the DMV as a term actually started, like, as I was leaving D.C. But, mm-hmm. Yes, I am now from the DMV. Did you like Georgetown?
Yeah, so it was weird because there were no Jews.
No, it's a Jesuit university. That's correct.
Yeah.
Wait, Sife, the one Jew you brought who doesn't celebrate Christmas went to a full-on Catholic university.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, that's boop, boop. Love it. How'd that go?
Yeah. It went, like, it was weird at first because everyone I knew growing up was Jewish. And so, like, I didn't realize that, like, non-Jewish people were, like, the majority,
right.
You know?
Yep.
Right.
And they were, like, so not neurotic and, like,
no.
Not...
They're healthy. They're happy.
They were, like, healthy, yeah. And, like,
adjusted, normal. Yeah.
You know? Like, I need to complain every 15 minutes or I pass out.
Right. You sound like my friend, my agent, Dipperstein, who he literally sighs. Sife, Dipperstein's sighing. He sighs... Yeah. 24 hours a day for no reason. You're just sitting there on vacation. We vacation together. We're relaxing.
Really?
We have a drink in our hand, relaxing.
Yeah.
And he just goes, and I go, what? What the fuck is it that you need to sigh from? Jews never stop the sighing, the stress for no reason. At the risk of being crude, but you no longer work for Sife, so I feel I can ask this.
Uh-oh.
What was it like being a young Jewish woman having all this Christian cock slanged at you when you were at Georgetown? How'd you handle
that? Whoa. Hey, that's not an appropriate question.
You guys went on the radio?
It wasn't exactly like this.
No. I mean, it was just like Jewish guys are nicer when they're older, but when they're young, I didn't like any guys in college, to be completely honest.
Wait, so were there Jewish guys there also or no?
A couple.
I found one. Oh, no, actually, the one Jewish guy I dated.
Oh, you dated the Jew at Georgetown.
He was the son of a rabbi.
Oh,
wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say the son of a rapper.
No, of course you thought it was a rapper.
Yeah, it was Mike D's son, Saif. He went to Georgetown.
All right. Well, Annabelle, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on One Ep.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Get your young TikTok-y friends to subscribe to the One Ep podcast.
That's true.
We would really appreciate that. We got to reach the youth.
Okay, I will. I'll tell all my. I actually have 1,000 TikTok followers.
See? Look at that. There you go. Spread
look
the word.
You.
I'll tell
look
them.
At you.
I'll announce it.
Thanks, Annabelle.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Saif, what a great job you're doing booking this show. When it comes to
this show has turned out not what I expected it to be.
What did you expect?
I don't know. It's turning into like a deleted scenes Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
By the way, your ability, if I needed you to book like someone important, like and really famous, I know there's no chance you'd get it done. But when it comes to just booking random Jews on Christmas, no one's better than you.
Oh, I got all types of people.
You got more?
I got this 1UP fans. Any 1UP fans there, Billy, throw them on.
Oh.
1UP is dead. Subscribe to the podcast.
Wait, so is there actually someone else coming on right now, or are you just saying that randomly?
You could also ask me what I'm doing. I'm Jewish and it's Christmas.
Oh, wow. Billy. Wait, hey, Saif, I just had a wacky idea.
Yeah.
I wonder what Billy June's doing on Christmas, because he's Jewish.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Billy June, what are you doing on Christmas?
I'm at my parents' house.
Okay, look at the home of a sociopath there.
It's my parents' house. It's not my house.
Hey, Billy June, where's the body? Where's the body buried?
We're doing the same thing we normally do on Christmas, except not going to the movies because there's no movie theaters open, but we watched a movie. We watched the movie Soul that came out today. The Pixar movie.
You're in your 30s, correct?
Yeah.
You're in your 30s, Billy June, and you and your very Jewish parents up in Westchester County.
And my sister.
And your sister. Watch the, the diverse Pixar movie.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It's a diverse movie?
It's like a black Pixar movie, right? It's like a Soul.
No, it's not.
S-O-U-L, Soul.
Well, you didn't watch the movie. That's not what it's really about.
God's sake.
Okay, what is it about then? Give us your review, Billy June.
I thought it was really good. I don't want to ruin the movie because it's not what you expect.
Really?
But it's on Disney Plus and it came out today for Christmas. And my family is currently making gingerbread houses and they're ordering Chinese food.
Ah, hold on now. Hold on.
But they said it's not a Christmassy thing to do. They just wanted to do it.
Gingerbread house is not a Christmassy thing to do? How do you figure?
That's what they said.
That's a Christmas thing.
I attempted to do it and it all broke into a million pieces. Theirs are all very nice. But then I hopped on here.
Saif, I went to a church earlier and I was praying with Christians about the birth of Christ. It wasn't a Christmas thing, though. It wasn't a Christian thing. We just wanted to get together.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. You're telling me the guy at the mall with the red suit that gives out gifts, it has something to do with Christmas? Because I sat on his lap?
I just thought he got a cheap feel. No, no. Apparently he has to do with Christmas. Oh, God. Hey, Saif. I'm going to tell you something right now. Underrated movie that comes on TV. I've only ever seen this film when it comes on cable randomly, but it's an underrated, sneaky, good comedy.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Okay.
Billy June, did you just laugh at me?
It wasn't what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
I have no idea, but not that one.
Saif, It is a wonderful ensemble cast. Okay,
I've seen pieces. I've never watched the whole thing.
Martin, Monique, Mike Epps, James Earl Jones, the guy from Green Mile who passed away. God rest his soul. What's his name?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Tracy Morgan.
Is Tracy in it?
I think so.
Yo, you just throw any black actor in it and assume they're in the movie?
J.B. Smoove.
J.B. Smoove is not in it. Now you're just saying black people.
What am
we
I
like.
Thinking of? Which one is Roscoe Jenkins? Is there a funeral? Is there a funeral?
No, that's a different movie.
What am I thinking of?
Death at a Funeral.
Is that a black movie also?
They redid it for it.
Yeah.
Where's the one with Danny Glover and Tracy Morgan?
That's it.
Death at a Funeral.
That's Death at a Funeral.
That's not Jenkins?
That's not Jenkins. No, that's not Jenkins. Different movie. Different movie altogether. But
which
very good.
Pluto Nash? Is that Pluto Nash?
Now, Sy, speaking of movies, do you have faith in Coming to America too?
First of all, let me sidebar real quick.
Go ahead.
I told the world I did not believe Eddie Murphy was going to do stand-up or a stand-up special. And everyone said I was crazy and I was dumb and of course he's going to do it. And then look what happened. He didn't do the tour because of COVID-19. And I'm not trying to disrespect this man. I love this man to death. Coming to America.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Coming to America.
Got it. Okay.
I do not have faith in it.
Really?
I don't like going back to the well.
Too much time?
You think it's going to be good?
Here's my thing. I have faith in it because I feel like Eddie's the kind of guy where if he understands the risk. As you pointed out, you said you didn't think he'd ever go on tour. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to tarnish his legacy. Delirious and Raw are perfect. As a stand-up, he's basically like a guy who had a very short run, but a perfect run, and it's like he didn't want to tarnish it. I don't think he would risk tarnishing this movie if he didn't know how to deliver. And on top of that, I know it's completely different, but I guess I just have a good taste in my mouth because Dolemite was so good.
Did
you watch Dolemite?
I didn't watch it. No.
It's really good. Like, in fact, I know you like watching random movies on Christmas.
Yeah,
Dolemite's damn good movie, and it's not like it's not quite a comedy. It's kind of everything. It's just a really good, feel-good, quality movie.
I'll check it out.
I don't know. I think I have faith. Now, Leslie Jones is in the new Coming to America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you're going to be Leslie Jones. Have I told you that?
No. What is that?
I think.
How do you figure?
Here's what I think. I think a lot of people would say that because you're old, and sloppy, and
let's not forget disgraced.
Disgraced.
Yeah.
Because you're a disgraced radio personality,
correct.
They think it's over. You're never going to do anything of any import ever again. No.
Got it.
No. You are going to get on. I believe you're going to end up on SNL at like 47 years old.
Okay.
And it's going to be a Leslie Jones situation where someone who's been around for a long time all of a sudden becomes like brand new to the world that didn't know them. But they've been around making people laugh, working for a long time.
I agree with you. I don't think it'll be SNL, but I believe it'll be something.
Well, I'm going to get drunk and tell this to Michael Che sometime when you're not around.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna get wasted with him somewhere. As I know he's apt to do at like a hip-hop show.
Or at any local dive bar.
Yeah, or anywhere. Or on the street. I'm going to tell him this theory, and I think it's going to spark something, and he's going to see my vision. But I feel like you'd be such a funny – they could utilize you. They have no one to play every Hispanic character. You could play every Hispanic character.
I like what you're saying. I like the angle. I would gladly do it.
I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to talk to some people about this.
Thank you. Call some people. Let them know if I can weasel my way in there.
Now, Saif, I want you to enjoy the rest of your Christmas.
All right, I got to go.
Reviews, comments, subscribes, you guys know the drill. Billy June, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to you and to Billy Sr. You're very appreciated.
Hey, guys, and it's all about...
Go ahead.
It's all about what they say is, it's all about consistency.
Right.
Here we are. Being consistent.
Wow.
So throw the vibes our way.
Right. You know the vibes. And Billy June, is the Patreon set up if people want to give us their hard-earned money?
Not until you approve what you're actually going to commit to doing per month.
Okay. All right.
Let's start for the new year. Give it 2 weeks and we'll start for the new year.
All right. Patreon
also,
top of the
true-
year.
In true Juan Epp fashion, the shirt that was supposed to drop last week didn't drop.
Wait, didn't?
I was gonna say, a million people messaged me going, where's the t-shirt?
I'm sorry, there was an issue with the manufacturer. In true Juan Epp fashion, and I use the term fashion very loosely, it will be ready soon. Thank you for your support.
All right, Merry Christmas, everyone.
We can't do two things at once, fuckface.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial. Plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.